Around the planet on the World Wide Web. Internet radio.
Enter Merlin! But beware, do not interrupt his magic!
Cauldron FM.
Online.
The sound of magic.
Well, hi and welcome to this very special broadcast, being broadcast on Cauldron FM and also on Capstone Radio. And it's the precursor to the North Devon Firefly Fairy Fair and Ball, which is taking place in Clovelly on the 23rd of July this year. And I've been asked to sort of run through a list of performers and a few credits and that sort of thing. So before we start that, let's set the mood by playing a track from a band called Tuatha De Ha, and this is about a track called Wisp of a Thing.
Thank you.
Streaming 24/7.
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
So that was Tuatha Dé and Wisp of a Thing. Now, let's start with the daytime performers at the Fairy Fair. And they consist of Pirates, Captain Blackheart O'Brixham and his Quartermaster Bertha, a folk band called Prismic Weave, Ree Turnbull, who is an acoustic singer and songwriter, Wolf Singer, who's a harpist and storyteller, and members of the Raggle Taggles. And they'll all be entertaining you during the day. And there are also workshops during the day. And the workshops consist of Crafty Food Cafe, Sparkly Fairy Wings and Costume Design Workshop, Shamanic Charm Bag Making Workshop, Project Pixie Hula Hoop Workshop, Sparkle Fairy Crafts for Kids. And there'll also be healers, people doing gonging, card readers, astrologers, etc. So it's a fun-packed day. And after this next piece of music, which is again by Tuatha Dé, which is called The Hum and the Shiver, I'll give you the list of the entertainers during the evening.
Me, I too. What you see ain't what you
mystical, magical, Merlin.
And welcome back again to the next part of the rundown of the event, the North Devon Firefly Fairy Fair and Ball. And this now looks at the evening entertainment. In no particular order, we have the Spiral Navigators, Taking the Piskies, Lara Conley, Tiger Balm, Malachite, the Raggle Taggles, and also in the evening, Devon Fairy Folklore by Mark Norman, and also in the bar area will be Wolf Singer, who will be storytelling and harp playing, other folk musicians who want to join in, a UV face painter, Wicked Raps and Fab Faces, that is. Couple of credits here. The lighting in the evening is being provided by Spack to Shine, and sound production is by Martin Hocking of Tiger Balm. So, because it's a fairy fair, one of the things that I thought I would throw into the mix here is a couple of little pieces by a friend of mine called the Trestle Foot Fairy. Now, she's a little bit irreverent. She comes up with some rather risque things, but I think you might find her a bit of a laugh. So, for the next few minutes, I'll leave you in the company of the Trestle Foot Fairy and see what you think of the things that she has to say.
La 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 la.
Hello, this is the Trestle Foot Fairy, and this is what I learned this week. I learned that intersections are for more than just directing traffic. Yeah. You can tell by the lights. There are, like, the basic lights, like red means you stop, and green means you go, and yellow means that you go really fast. But there are the little lights right underneath the big lights that are the real reason for intersections. You see, every once in a while, a little white light of a little guy dancing comes on. What that means is that you bust out your best dance moves. You shake it, and you twist it, and you shimmy it, and you get down right there in the crosswalk. And then a light comes on of a flashing red hand, and what that means is that you stop and you applaud for all the other people dancing on the other side of the street. Yeah, so intersections are for far more than just directing traffic. They are for dancing, huh? Okay, I'm the Trestlefoot Fairy, and that is what I learned this week. Oh. But don't tell Celia that I've been playing in traffic. Okay, bye-bye.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Hello, this is the Trestlefoot Fairy, and this is what I learned this week. I learned how to stay in a long-term loving relationship forever. Do you want to know how? Yeah, I thought so. Okay, well, you see, the secret lies in the kitchen utensils drawer. Yeah, I learned that if two people are very fond of each other, then they might get together at the end of the night and spoon each other. And, oh, if two people love each other very much, then they might get together at the end of the night and fork each other. Oh, but if two people fall out of love, it is very likely that they could knife each other at any time of the day or night. So, the secret to not killing your partner is to have ample helpings of spoonings and forkings on a regular basis. This will prevent any knifings from happening. I haven't figured out what to do with the turkey baster yet, but when I do, I'll let you know. Okay, I'm the Trestlefoot Fairy, and that is what I learned this week. But, do me a favor and don't tell Celia that I know about forking. Okay, bye-bye. La 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 la.
Internet Radio.
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Well, that was the Trestlefoot Fairy, and I have to let you into a little secret now, that the Trestlefoot Fairy is a character created by my very, very good friend and author of the music for one of the poems that I wrote called The Spirit of Yule. She's a lady from America who's called Celia Ferran. And Celia, I've had the pleasure of doing a couple of interviews with her, and she's absolutely off her head, but she's a brilliant and very shrewd person, and she doesn't take people messing her about very easily, and she's very skillful in what she creates, and she knows what she wants and she goes about to get it. And at the moment she's on tour, and she's just been actually working with Tuatha Dé on a festival site, and that was to promote one of their new album, which is a compilation of various pagan artists. And for the life of me, I can't remember what the album's called, but I will find out by the end of the next track. And the next track is by a band called Omnia. These people I had never heard of until last year. And I heard one of their tracks and I was absolutely taken to pieces by it. It was a track called Alive, and it was just so stunning. I just loved it. Anyway, we're not going to play Alive tonight. We're going to play, or today even, we're going to play something called Earth Warrior. So I thought it was very much in keeping with the theme of the Fairy Fair and the people that are there. Here is Omnia with Earth Warrior.
There's a war on nature, and we can all choose what to do. So if you feel like I feel the love of the earth, well, you can be an earth warrior too. 'Cause I'm a warrior. How about you? Disassociation.
realization of elimination.
A million mutant monkeys making mutilation.
Deforestation from nation to nation.
The earth and her children know they cannot hide.
Revolution, confusion, and genocide.
Well, I will protect them, yes, I got the right. Cause I'm a soldier, I fight the good fight. I'm a warrior, birth warrior, true born pagan, yeah. I'm a warrior, nature's soldier, fighting for the earth. I'm a warrior, earth warrior, true born pagan, yeah. I'm a warrior, dreadlock soldier, fighting for the earth.
We got to keep on fighting for all the whales and the fishes in the sea. We got to keep on fighting for all the little birds and all the trees. Because Mother Nature, she needs our help, you know she needs our help. And
the children, my children, their freedom, my goal. I'll be fighting, 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 fighting for them all. I'm a warrior, first warrior, born pagan, yeah. I'm a warrior, nature's soldier, fighting for the earth. I'm a warrior, earth warrior, true born pagan, yeah. I'm a warrior, dreadlock soldier, fighting for the earth.
Yeah, man.
I'm a warrior, earth warrior.
I'm a warrior.
So, I mentioned earlier that Celia Farran and Tuatha De Yea were working on an album of a festival together, and that album is going to be called The Green Album. It should be released very, very shortly. There have been a few problems on it, but as soon as everything is given the green light to go, I will put that information on the Capstone Radio and Cauldron FM pages. So, and that'll be on Facebook, of course.
I was actually going to tell you on our Thanksgiving Day that you are one of the things I was thankful for and how much Cauldron FM has and does still mean to me. I listen to it often and it's like coming home. Cauldron FM, where the magic really happens.
So as we pull this show to a close, I would like to thank you very, very much for listening. I also would like to thank Nigel and Babs for their tireless and seemingly endless work. To all the bands who are going to be taking part, to all the artists and performers in the other parts of the day, and also to the people who provide all the stalls and the food, etc. And also to you for coming. And of course, mustn't forget that out in the evening open air, during the whole thing, there is an organisation called Draven Blaze. Or it may be a person, I don't honestly know. I've never heard of this organisation or person before. But it's a fire act. So that's taking place outside in the evening. So, as I say, I'd like to thank everybody who's been involved. Me, for my small part, I just do it because I love it. You're listening to Cauldron FM with me, the Merlin. And we're sharing a radio space with Capstone Radio, which is based in North Devon. Hence why we're sharing the space. Hope that we'll see you there on this date in July, which I'll give you again in just a moment. It's the 23rd of July and it's at Clovelly Parish or Village Hall, and that's in Clovelly, North Devon. And so looking forward to seeing you there, and I hope you enjoy the last track that we're going to play, which is again Tuatha De Yea. And this is something that I first fell in love with when I first heard Tuatha De Yea. This is a track called The Long Black Curl. So I hope you enjoy it, and all being well, we'll see you at the Fairy Fair and Ball. Bye-bye now. And before I do go, one of the things that I forgot to mention was, if you want to get in touch with Cauldron FM, you can drop us an email to cauldronfm@mail.com. If you want to get in touch with Capstone Radio, it's capstoneradio@mail.com. We also have a presence on Facebook, both as Cauldron FM and Cauldron FM The Sound of Magic, and Capstone Radio has a Facebook page as well. So you can find us there. I'm the Merlin. This is Cauldron FM and Capstone Radio together. And I'll now say good night, good day, good morning, whichever one it is when you happen to be listening to us. So have a great day. Peace, love, light, and blessed be. Bye-bye now.
You're listening to The Merlin on Cauldron FM, The Sound of Magic. Cauldron FM.
Around the planet on the World Wide Web.
The sound of magic. Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.